Test 1-2, test 1-2. Say hello.
Hello.
Okay, make sure you get close to that microphone now. You ready? All right. Oh, as promised, I said that I would be doing an interview with Phil and Connie about this event coming up on Saturday. Going to be this Saturday. I guess if you listen to this later, it's already done. But here we are. I said I'd put it online on our website. And so here we are. It's called Historic Hoquiam Memories, 100-year anniversary of the opening of the Historic Hotel Emerson. First off, hello, guys.
Hello.
So thank you so much for being on our website and talking about this event. First off, Phil, tell us just a little bit about what your involvement in this is on Saturday.
Well, normally I am downtown Aberdeen, the dude downtown Aberdeen.
Right.
And I've kind of transferred my day and my time over to Hoquiam.
Go Grizzlies.
Go Grizzlies. I've learned a lot more than I realized about the place that I actually live.
Yeah.
So I'm pleased and I'm honored that she asked me to do this because I love my tours in Aberdeen, but the thing is, we're sister cities. We're right next to one another.
Yeah.
You know, and the more we collaborate and the more we understand about all of our history, the number one, the more fun it is, and the more we can kind of advance from what we've done in the past.
Sure. And I think it's neat that we have, geographically, I mean, you go to Hoquiam to Aberdeen just in an instant.
Exactly.
So it's like we are all part of this area.
We are.
So,
for when we have the food fight down on Myrtle.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Donnybrook? What do they call it?
I think that's it, Donnybrook.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's great, yeah. But anyway, the event Saturday is definitely worth coming to. It's free.
Right.
There'll be a couple of tours at 1 and at 3. To go up 8th Street and back. So, and Connie can kind of tell you more.
All right. So Connie Parsons.
No S.
Connie Parsons.
Thank you.
You are the originator of this event and you've been having it for how many years now?
Since 2017.
All right. Well, that's quite a while.
Yeah.
And tell me what it is all about because, you know, a lot of people don't know it.
Basically, it's about history. And local history. What happened was people was asking me if I would bring my history down and show it to them at the senior center.
Right.
And I did that and nobody showed up.
Oh.
Then I set it up in the hallway between the senior center and the lunchroom. And of course the people who came to lunch stopped by.
Sure.
And they were so enthusiastic, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be fun to get other people involved?
Yeah.
So I went over and talked to John Larson at the Pulsum Museum, got some ideas from him. I called my friend Bruce Neamy and said, Bruce, I know that you have in your shop, you have a lot of Hoquiam history. Would you be willing to come up and sit at the Emerson for 3 or 4 hours and show it to people? But nothing can be sold. It's just for an exhibit.
Right.
He said, oh, yeah. He said, you need to call Roy Vitale. So I called Roy.
Yeah.
Roy was all enthusiastic about it.
Good.
And they have a friend, George. And he will be there, so that those three will be sitting up by the mailboxes. It just kind of went from there. I called Mary at the library, and she was enthusiastic about it. I called Mickey Thurman at 7th Street Theater, and she thought it was a great idea. And I just kept making phone calls.
Wow.
The first year, we had 20 exhibitors.
Wow.
Yes.
The first year.
Wow, we had 20 exhibitors.
It's amazing.
I figured we'd have between 50 and 75 people, and we had almost 300.
That's amazing.
And then we've been up as high as 500 the last time we had it.
That's cool.
So the new thing this year is we'll have a hot lunch available between noon and 2 in the senior center.
Oh, good.
I'm hoping I built some what I'm calling mini scrapbooks on different subjects, Bowerman Field, the Port of Grace Harbor, the library, Lamb's Grace Harbor, several other subjects, people. They're probably maybe 2 or 3 inches thick and it would take people time to sit down and look at them,
part
pictures, part reading.
Right.
I have two ladies who are coming down. They're going to do an entire 2 tables on just schools.
That's cool.
Rick Strom is going to come over with his computer and help people learn how to navigate the Hesperians who are now online, all but one.
That is amazing.
If anybody has the very first Hesperian, they
We'd
still
love
need
to get
one.
That.
Yes, we would.
Yeah. I've got 4 of them.
The very first ones?
No.
Oh.
I've just got 4 when I went to Hoquiam High School.
Yes.
There, so.
And one of the other tables that I will have will be completely dedicated to Posey.
Oh,
the manufacturing.
Really cool. Good.
I will have part of a table, maybe a card table size, that will be dedicated to the Myrtle Street Games, the Thanksgiving Day Games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping to run the video on the Thanksgiving Day Games. Also, the video on Grays Harbor Happening, which John Polson did several years ago over at 7th Street Theater when I first moved here. I don't know. It's just a conglomeration of all kinds of things.
Just the big interesting thing is, facts. Yeah.
Yes. Interesting facts. It's fun. Somebody mentioned it's fun to just listen to people. People who haven't seen each other 15, 20 years meet here, and all of a sudden they share a memory.
Yeah.
And that's the reason for memories.
That's great. Well, this is really good. Is there any cost to this?
No.
So you could bring your family, and
you can bring
if you wanted
family.
To buy lunch, you could, but
yes.
But otherwise,
no.
It's just a wealth of information.
Yes.
And some great memories.
No one is allowed to sell anything.
Okay.
And there are people who would like to have donations, and I do encourage donations,
sure.
Especially for our walk,
sure.
7th Street Theater. And I don't know. I just hope you come and have a good time.
That is awesome. I'm so glad you're doing this. This is really, really cool. I'm looking at the flyer for it, and the downtown walking tour is between one. There's at 1 and 3.
Yes.
So that's great.
Yes.
And then the 7th Street is opening its doors.
And giving in-house tours.
That's really cool, from 12 to 5 during the entire event.
Yes.
Which is really cool, too. So this is going to be great. You had written here, the exhibitors will share collections of Hoquiam history memories of places, businesses, and, of course, you mentioned a bunch of different ones. Grays Harbor Plywood, Lambs, Posies, schools, Masons, and a whole lot more. Because this area, especially Hoquiam, was full of amazing Masons. You look at the architecture and the things that they did. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, Kyle Polly is evidently a historian for the Mason Lodge.
Excellent.
And he usually takes at least 2 tables of memorabilia from the Masons.
Yeah.
Trying to think of anyone I haven't mentioned. I'm sorry, I can't remember all of you off the top of my head.
Sure. But that's because it's a big group of people that are...
It is a big group
keeping the memories alive.
Can I...
Sure.
Right. She's not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
Connie, I met Connie when we were still at the Armory.
All right.
And she is now and has been on the board for the Friends of the Museum.
Right.
Aberdeen Museum of History.
Right.
And she does all of the exhibits. So not only does she spend her time,
yeah.
She's like you, spending her time, you know, running between Hoquiam and Aberdeen, doing all of the wonderful things downtown, but now being the curator of this since it's amazing.
2017.
So to honor her alone, come down to this.
I bet. I agree.
It's spectacular.
Well, a lot of people don't realize the passion that you have to make sure that people know where we've come from. And I think I don't know. There's something about when you see our history, I don't know. It's a warm, you don't just give the sunny side of things. You have other things too that, you know, maybe we struggle
absolutely.
In some areas. But it helps us be better people and not make the mistakes maybe that they did before.
The history, the museum should be equal to all the educational programs that are all over the United States, because just like you said, history told accurately, can, good or bad, can provide progress in the future.
Absolutely. Us not to do something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a good example is Black Friday in Aberdeen in 1903, when half the town burned down.
Right.
And they decided, guess what? We're not building anything out of wood anymore.
Right.
Even though it's like right behind our house.
Right.
It's going to be stone or cement or whatever.
Right. Right.
Well, that's history.
That is.
One of the newspaper articles we'll have up on the pillars. By the way, all the pillars will be covered with different pieces of history. Was the day that Grays Harbor Plywood closed.
Wow.
And I almost didn't bring it down. And I thought, no, that's part of history.
That is part of our history, yeah.
You know, a lot of people worked there for years. They retired from there.
Yeah.
They do have happy memories.
Yes.
And yes, it was sad when it closed down.
Sure.
But it's part of history.
For many years, it supported a lot of families.
Yes, that's right.
And it was a booming. You know, I remember back I'm getting older now, but I remember when I was a kid, Hoquiam was We were so busy. There was huge logs trucks going through the town all the time. The timber industry was huge.
Yes.
I mean, it was huge. And there were a lot of people making a lot of money during that time. So the economy was big. And, you know, we had the schools were full. And, you know, it was some great times there. And, you know, when things kind of started to dwindle down, it didn't. I mean, that's sad. Mm-hmm. And it was hard. But we had to change and move with the times. But those times that we did have were really memorable and really great. So there's nothing wrong with remembering that.
Absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
I just remembered something I wanted to mention. That is on the interior of the manor, where the mailboxes are now, used to be a hat check area.
Oh, that's cool.
But originally it was a fish tank. And I do have the story of the men who brought the fish from Lake Cremant down and put him in the tank on
That's
opening
amazing.
Day.
That's amazing.
But please pay attention to the floor. It's the original floor that was put down in 1923. If you look at the floor closely in front of the mailboxes, it's actually still alcoved out with the tile.
Oh, that's amazing.
To fit what used to be the fish tank.
That's amazing. See?
Little things like that.
That just gave me goosebumps. It's kind of cool. Yeah. You know. Well, I think it's going to be great. Okay, so people will be able to listen to this online and share this around on Facebook and everything, get people to listen. But what a great thing to do on Saturday. This is awesome.
Absolutely.
Make sure you get down there. Again, Historic Coquitlam Memories, 100-year anniversary of the opening of the Historic Hotel Emerson. It is on Saturday, 12 to 5 p.m., 703 Simpson Avenue in Coquitlam. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And Connie, thank you for all the great memories and preserving those for us.
That's what it's all about.
That's awesome. Thank you.